You know what I forgot to tell you last week?
What?
I got a robot vacuum.
You got a like a Roomba?
Yeah, like off brand, but yeah.
Kel was telling me that like we have to like get a Roomba because Roomba is like something they're being sold or they're going out of something's happening to Roomba. Now I
Well, now
need
we have to find that out.
I know. Something's happening to Roomba and we need to know. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 8 Hour Chat, a weekly discussion where we talk. I'm off.
You're off.
Yeah. Where we
Maybe
no
our
longer
discussion.
try to cram 8 hours
8
of
hours of inappropriate work
inappropriate work
chat
chat
into an
into
hour.
about an hour.
Yeah. You were
We're
off.
just chatting now.
I was like, what do you mean? I just sit here.
It's just like I drew a freaking blank for a second there.
Yeah, that's been me all day.
It hasn't
It makes
happened
you
in a
feel better.
while.
Yeah, all day. I don't know, man. It's felt like a really long week. You started a new job, so that didn't help you. I was on a flight on Monday night and then went straight to driving to Fontana on Tuesday.
Jeez.
So my week has all been boggled up and jumbled.
I see you were very close. You were day flight dangerously close to the sun in Fontana.
Did you? I was having fun.
You
I was
texted
so
no.
close.
You
Oh, I sent you
texted
that picture.
yeah, that's
It
what
was
I'm saying.
literally across the street.
You're
I was just like,
flying very close to the hell mouth.
I know exactly where it is. I tried to stop by one of the locations that was out there, to see if somebody else we worked wouldn't. But when I showed up, there was a sign on the door that said they wouldn't be back for like an hour, and I was like, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm gonna drive home.
Shan was very close to a location of our previous job.
It was, but nobody we know works there at a location anymore, so I just left.
All right.
Yeah.
But I
So
don't
much
know.
fun.
I drive by when I was doing Uber, I drove by one that I had never actually seen in person. I actually drove by it a few times, and that's Santa Ana. I had never seen Santa Ana.
Oh, yeah. That
Yeah,
one's
yeah, yeah.
weird.
It is super
It's like,
weird.
okay, but it's like the one we worked at, just bigger. That's all flat, all outdoor units, all drive up
I
units.
mean,
Most of the doors were even the same, like, hinge style.
I wouldn't want a bigger facility than mine.
No, that's when I got broken into all the time, too. Because it was like right off of a wash.
That thing was sus. I wrote storage stories.
Stories.
Okay, can you tell the one about, I don't even know if you know all the details. They're like soup. Like, I wasn't even there for it. The
Okay.
like crazy like drug dealer guy that you and Alyssa had like hella problems with, that he was like definitely dealing drugs and that.
No. Okay, what it was is we didn't know he was dealing drugs when he was there. We didn't know he and he was like a leader of a drug like ring.
Oh
And we
God.
didn't know.
Okay.
And we didn't know. And somebody knew, actually told her after the fact, after we'd already kicked him out. So this guy drove us crazy because he would literally, like, his unit was packed to the brim. And he literally would, like, crawl into it over the top of it and, like, be trying to sort things and whatnot. And he would leave just a hella mess, like, screws and broken bits of wood. And it just looked gross. And he'd be there for hours and hours and hours. So we finally started restricting him first to gate access only, or not gate access, office access only. So we had to let him in and out, but he was still like being there all day and making a mess. And we at one point had to be like, "No, you gotta go. We can't leave until you leave. You've got to get off the property." And so he went to the front and he like still had like stuff hanging off of his car, kind of, and he was trying to strap it down and like tape it all up, and it was. He was like just a goddamn mess. And we come in the next day and he'd left broken bits of wood scattered everywhere. Just absolutely the worst. And so we got him evicted just because he kept leaving messes and like making it just ridiculous. So we didn't see him do any drug activities. We didn't know that. We found out after the fact. You are on mute.
You found out after the fact. I thought you, oh, I thought he got evicted for the drug
No,
scandal.
he got evicted just because he wouldn't stop making messes.
Oh,
Because it was just
damn.
like the most aggravating thing on the planet. And
How'd
like
you
he was
guys
just
even
being inconsiderate. He
find
would
out
also be
then?
setting off the alarms because somebody, once we evicted him, was like kind of just like offhand mentioning it to like a family friend and mentioned the name. And she's like, I know that guy. He's a drug lord.
Oh my God. Wild.
Luckily, he did not decide to enact revenge.
Yeah, for real.
I am still here. We had no
Yeah.
scares. But
Yep.
he was like, the reason he had to go to like office hours also was because he was staying like way too late, setting off the alarms, like one of them. Like just completely being disrespectful. We didn't
Yeah, just like
like, yeah, like
literally
being
breaking
completely
every
disrespectful of the
fucking rule.
rules.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
And like leaving a huge mess that we had to clean up every single time. And sometimes he'd leave it on like Saturday nights and then we're not going to get it to it till
Till
Monday. Like kind of,
Monday,
yeah.
then. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
So it's like no more of this, sir.
Well, that was stories for this week. What else we got lined up for y'all this week?
I want to tell you my Roomba story.
Oh yeah, tell me your Roomba story. I
Okay, so
forgot we were talking
yeah,
about
we were
that.
talking about Roombas. So I bought an off brand. It's like a
Okay.
LaFante. I don't know, man. I named him Mr. Zoom. Mr. Zoom. He
Mr.
only cleans
Zoom.
my room. I want you to know that my lady bug dog, who is terrified of the vacuum, fell asleep the first day I had him while he was vacuuming my floor. She
Oh
fell
my
asleep on my
God.
bed.
So she
So,
doesn't even care
register
about
it
the
as a
robot?
vacuum. Yeah, she doesn't register it as a vacuum. She fell asleep. It's great fun.
But she doesn't bark at it. It's just something moving. She doesn't get mad at it.
She doesn't like when he knocks it. There's like a couple things that he knocks into my room that both Otis and her have gotten mad at. He keeps getting stuck on stupid things. And I'm like, bud, move. Like, I had to get up the other day to get, because he was trapped. I tried to send him back to his charger and he got stuck and he was like freaking out and just kept hitting the same thing over and over. I had to go
Oh my
rescue him. I
God.
had to go rescue the vacuum. I'm like, all right, bud, it's gonna be okay. He's smart, but he's not that smart.
Yeah, he's not an actual Roomba.
No, and I didn't want it. To be fair, I just wanted something. He was 75% off. So I only paid $100 for him, and that's really cheap for one that can do carpet. Because like the hardwood ones you can get pretty cheap. But the carpet ones are a lot more expensive, so they don't like get stuck in the carpet. And I didn't get him to like, I just got him for like weekly maintenance, so then I can go and do a deep clean vacuum, but like it keeps the dander down, like kind of thing. So nobody come at like me in like the comments and be like, a Roomba doesn't clean that good. No, I know. I don't need it to clean that good. I just need him to get my dander down.
We don't have comments enabled anywhere.
We don't, but maybe they'll tweet me. I
Do you
don't
want me
know,
to put this on YouTube? Should I start putting this on YouTube?
man. Are you recording video with this?
I mean, I am, but I don't have to
Oh.
put it up.
I mean, I just licked my hand to try and smooth down this little hair that won't go
Yeah, I
down.
mean,
It won't go down. Look at
and
it.
you know
What
what?
is that?
It's a cowlick.
My
I'm
cowlick's
sorry.
actually here.
Yeah, they can form anywhere.
I think it's just the way I slept.
Yeah.
But yeah. But the first day I had him running, I had to be at work super early. I had him running at about 8. And I was at work before that. So I told my family, hey, I've got the door shut because they don't want him running amok in the house. And I don't want him cleaning the whole house either. I want him really for my room. I shut the door. By the way, the reason I got this is my floor is always dirty. And I thought that if I had an emotional attachment to a vacuum, then I would keep my floor from getting dirty so that he could always vacuum it. It's been almost 2 weeks and it's working pretty well. So my logic was sound. I get unhealthy emotional attachments to objects
Okay.
and it worked. But I was like, okay, he's gonna clean. The door is shut. Don't stress out when you hear him vacuum, start vacuuming, just leave him alone. He'll be fine. Well, my mom came to put some laundry on my bed because I had left it in the dryer, and she opened up the door and she couldn't
And he
hear the vacuum.
attacked.
She couldn't hear the vacuum. He had stopped running. But he wasn't on his charger. And she didn't see him anywhere on the floor. So she went over to my sister and was like, the vacuum disappeared.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
He didn't attack, but he's still sentient. Oh no.
So he crawled his way under my vanity and got himself stuck under my
Oh my
vanity.
God,
And
dude.
there's just enough space under my vanity for him
Get
to get
it
under it.
together, Mr. Zoom.
Mr. Zoom. I also had to throw out this carpet that I've had for like 2 years, because it was just too thick and he couldn't get. To be fair, it was like my last ditch attempt, like, to clean this thing, because I just tried cleaning it even with a super good vacuum and I just can't get
So
things out of it, so I tossed it.
you tried letting him loose on
Yeah. And he
it?
couldn't get the, he didn't destroy it, but he also couldn't get the things out of it, so I just got rid
Yeah.
of it. I'd had it for almost 2 years. I was like, ah, it's lived its whatever price I paid for it on
Ran its
Amazon.
course, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a cheapy one, so I just threw it. And I was like, it's fine.
Speaking of Amazon and
Yeah.
Roomba.
Oh, yes. Did you not like my yes?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Amazon actually bought the company that makes the
He
Roomba.
bought Roombas.
They bought Roomba. I had heard about this from my fiance.
Love her.
Same.
I'm
She
glad
told
you're
me that she
dating her,
wanted to get a
marrying her.
Roomba now before Amazon like took over and started manufacturing them and putting their stuff in them,
That's fair.
because supposedly she had heard that, and this article agrees, it's gonna be dangerous for security purposes, for like
Fine.
data privacy and stuff. So antitrust researchers
Fine.
and data privacy experts say that it's the most dangerous acquisition in the company's history.
Fun
Basically,
times.
yep. Basically, what they're saying is that quick bullet points here. Amazon on Friday said that it acquired iRobot, the company that makes Roomba vacuums, for 1.7 billion with a B. The deal prompted concerns from data privacy experts and antitrust researchers. People don't buy a Roomba to have it spying on the layout of your home, you
No,
said,
yeah, I was like,
which.
it kind of remembers the layout in here, but it's not, it doesn't remember that much about the layout. It
It,
just remembers where it can vacuum.
but what they're saying is that once Amazon buys them, since Amazon is a surveillance company and the core of its business model and what drives its monopoly power is basically because they're a surveillance company, they know how to sell and to advertise to people because all their products that are keeping an eye on you
Yeah.
are feeding them data. So what's the Roomba gonna do now when they put
Just feed them more.
their software or whatever in it? It means that it's gonna be literally memorizing every square inch of your house that you let this little robot run, so they can push you some more fucking ads,
Yeah,
baby.
which means that somebody will have access to the layout of your house. No, I'm terrified. You could always do what I do and just keep buying off-brand ones. I mean, mine's working pretty well.
Yeah, I think this
But
feels
that's
really
it.
intrusive to people, and it should,
Yeah.
said one of the people from one of these data analysts. Like, when people buy a Roomba, it's because they want clean floors. They don't buy a Roomba to have a little robot inside of your house spying on the layout of your home and whether or not you have a crib in your house, or whether or not there are pet toys and a pet bed in a room of your house, so it can then funnel that information to Amazon, and Amazon can push whatever dog toy adds to you the next time you log on. It's like, ah,
Yeah.
man. So we're trying to get a Roomba before Amazon fully takes over.
Do that.
But I don't know. Does it do like updates? Do you know if they do firmware updates for them or?
That's what I don't remember. I don't think there's a firmware update. I admit there might be a firmware update for mine, but I think if there's an out firmware, I'm gonna check right now. If there's a firmware update or a way to update mine, there's for sure a way to update the Amazon ones. Or
Yeah,
not the
for
Ember, the
the
Roomba ones.
Roomba ones.
So it's not gonna matter.
I know, so.
I have a robot upgrade. There's no currently there's no one to do, like, I don't need to, but there is a I do also have a remote control. I can put it on remote control mode
Oh,
and
you
pick
control it
which
via app.
one.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I would say, yeah, there's a way to update mine and do a software update. I'm sure there's going to be a way to update those ones and change out the software for those. So maybe we'll get another brand. Shark has one. L'Elefante. Lefante? Elefante, elefante.
Is that yours?
Yeah, it's mine. Lefante. Lefante. Lefant.
Yeah, so might have to go Roomba, like away from Roomba in general, because if they can update those fuckers, they will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they will. And it might just be best off to, like, even if people are like, no, don't worry, they can't do it. It might just be best to steer clear just in case.
I
Because
mean,
if any company could figure out it's
no,
Amazon.
it might
Yeah.
not work though, because like it just might be like older models aren't compatible, because you know
It
it's
might
not
not have
already
enough
like.
sensory, like it might just be sensor awareness instead of like an actual camera.
Yeah, exactly. So,
Maybe. I don't know. Do you know what I just found out that Amazon is doing today?
what's up?
They have on their Amazon app home store a letter from the what is it? What do they call it? A letter from the CEO. I don't know why they just don't call him Bezos. That's his name. No, it's, I'm apologies. It's Andy Jassy, not
Oh,
Bezos.
okay.
About how they're offering a new healthcare plan called One Medical.
Amazon is doing fucking healthcare.
Yeah, I logged into my app today. It was like, today getting general healthcare is often too difficult and inconvenient. Typically, you have to find a doctor and make an appointment a few weeks in advance and drive 15 to 20 minutes or longer to the doctor's office. When you get there, you wait in reception area for a while, get called in by a nurse into an exam room, wait another 15, 10 to 15 minutes or so, and eventually see a doctor for only a few minutes who then prescribes a medication. Finally, you drive 20 or more to the pharmacy and wait for the medication to be ready, all while you or a loved one you're caring for isn't feeling well. It's a lot of work, and let's face it, the system isn't working for the customers or clinicians.
What the hell are they
So,
proposing here?
It's a healthcare plan, like you pay it monthly. It's $144 a year. Right now,
A
it will go
year?
up a year, $144 a year, $12 a month. So it's very affordable. I will say
Fuck,
that.
I'm gonna fucking cop that shit. What?
So Amazon and One Medical are teaming up to make healthcare more convenient and membership more affordable. Most insurances are except, oh, maybe it is with the insurances. I lied. Oh, really? It's not its own healthcare plan? It's not its own healthcare plan. It's just like a
Saying
doctor
Amazon.
also. Like, so it's a limited time offer right now. It's $144 for your first year. So it's about $12 a month, but it looks like you have to do it all at once. There you can schedule a doctor's appointment or a remote visit. So there's 24/7 virtual care via messaging or video, online appointment booking, on-demand video chat, and in-app prescription requests and renewals. Yeah.
So it's just like Zoom.
It's like teledoctor.
It's Teladoc?
It's telehealth. Yeah.
That's
And a lot of,
anticlimactic.
and to be fair, a lot of doctors have that sort of thing now. Like, I have an app that I can go in and request prescription renewals
Yeah.
with like the push of the button, and that's all of Memorial Healthcare now. And that's a huge chain. I love them. So, it's doing great. They'll also just like deliver your prescriptions. Like for $5 a month, you can sign up for it. However, it is not available in California. That's one of the states that's not
Oh, come
available. They
on.
can't fill our prescriptions for the Amazon prescription. It doesn't surprise me. California's got really, really strict laws on prescriptions. Remember, I was part of Cerebral, and I was doing my ADHD care and through there, and then they like got their license revoked to do any
Prescriptions.
controlled medications, and Adderall's controlled. So doesn't matter. But apparently, Amazon is also trying to step into the healthcare business.
Pretty wild.
Pretty
And
wild.
so
They're going by
they bought
Roombas.
more robots to
They
spy
bought more
on you
robots.
more, to spy on you
And now they're
like
trying to spy on your
more.
health.
And now they want to be involved in your fucking doctor's visits too.
Yep.
So damn, this motherfucker is taking over the world.
He is very quickly, and people need to stop giving him money.
I mean, but we still do it every
I
like.
know. I literally just picked up stuff from the Amazon locker today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's capitalism at its finest slash worst. I don't
Worst.
know. We don't know.
We
You know?
worst.
Yeah.
But we won't
So,
stop. We can't stop.
exactly. So that's that. What else we got on the docket this week?
Fun. We're having fun.
Oh, we have a theme.
Did we?
Yeah, because we were talking about Roombas and robots, and I also have another robot
Gimme
story.
robots.
This is kind of a sad story about a robot.
I knew this story actually already.
You already knew this
Yeah,
story?
I did.
I
I found
actually
out
learned.
about it when it happened, and
Oh,
I was
see,
so sad.
I recently learned about this story through a YouTube video, and I got so like attached to it that I was like, I want to talk about this too.
See, you could benefit from a Zumba or a Mr. Zoom. Zumba. I keep calling them Zumbas because I
Mr.
named him Mr. Zoom.
Zumba.
Mr. Zumba. He does
Zumba is
Zumba.
like a whole ass other thing,
I know. It's
like
a
a
dance.
fitness dance, right?
I know. It's an athletic medium in which you dance for your cardio.
Okay.
But I mean, I spelled him Zumba with two O's.
So,
And
this is off of GQ. Cruel Americans Murder Friendly Canadian Hitchhiking Robot by Clay Skipper. One day they'll call this the Robot Human Wars Fort Sumter.
yeah, they will.
We thought maybe robots and humans could coexist, that we could look past their cold metal hearts and they could look past our tiny, slow processing flesh brains. We were wrong. A while back, a few Canadian tech wizards believe such utopian futures are possible, created a hitchhiking robot named Hitchbot and sent him south of the border with nothing but a dream and a bucket list of stops from Boston to San Francisco. Hitchbot's goal was to see what people would do with this kind of technology when we leave it up to them. It's all very fuzzy and cute and earnest. You know what? This is, I know a bit more about this that from the video though, that it's not in here.
What's up? Remember, this happened to me last week with Oreos and Hydrox.
Yeah, so there's more to this story. He's originally a Canadian robot,
Yeah.
and he actually completed a literal coast to coast
Yeah, I was gonna say, didn't
journey.
he was able to like do and be fine.
Yeah, a coast to coast journey in Canada. And then he went on a tour to Europe, where in a few countries he was also able to make very successful trips,
Yeah.
and he
It's literally
hitchhiked.
just the Americans.
He hitchhikes. So this is not like these poor Canadians built this robot and instantly sent him to die. No, they tested him in a variety of territories, a variety of different cultures and atmospheres, and the robot had been fine. And then this man gets dropped off in New York. This poor little robot friend travels about a 2-hour distance to Philadelphia and is then found dead on the side of the road, literally torn to pieces, torn to shreds.
He was
Look how they massacred.
decapitated.
Look how they massacred
They
my
literally say
boy.
that, like, he didn't make it off of the East Coast. His body was decapitated. His arms were ripped off. He was last seen, and they list a video blogger of a boyfriend versus girlfriend, alive and well, answering questions and about whether or not it needed a seatbelt, if it could ride in the back seat, and then he was left on the side of the road, ready to go on to DC. And then he was just found dead. But it was not meant to be. And he had apparently a bucket list.
Poor
Look at it.
guy.
He in New York, he was supposed to see the lights in Times Square. And then he was supposed to pose with the Lincoln statue and tan in Myrtle Beach and experience the magic of Walt Disney World. He was gonna explore the Cloud Gate in Millennium Park, stand under a golden archway in Missouri, hear jazz music in Louisiana.
Oh,
Be the fifth portrait
man.
on Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. See the geysers in Yellowstone National Park. Be sleepless in Seattle. See the house from Pixar's Up in Utah. See the jaw-dropping views at the Grand Canyon in Arizona. Go to Vegas. Take a selfie with the Hollywood sign in California. Climb the General Sherman tree in California. And do a wave at a sports game anywhere he got to.
Oh my God. So what I also learned is that some people were very obviously Hitchbot had a following. Hitchbot had a community behind him, people who had, been supporting the project, people who had heard about his other travels. He was a pretty beloved robot. So I sent something here in the chat. There was like a manhunt to find out, well, who did this? Who killed Hitchbot?
Did they ever find out?
Well, there's a surveillance video of Hitchbot's last moments, actually. Someone was able to find
I see that
video
you've linked me
footage.
this.
Yes. So if you scroll down about halfway through this link here, you can actually see a video here of a man violently kicking and stomping on the Hitchbot.
Jeez. Of course it was a man.
Yep, of course it was a man. Look at this. Oh, he's literally just stomping on the boy for no reason. We're
So
very
mean,
disappointed,
man.
David Harris Smith told CBS Philly Steve Patterson. Smith and his collaborator Frau Kazeller call themselves Hitchbot's parents. They created the project as a social experiment to see what people would do if they encountered a helpless hitchhiking robot on the side of the road.
This is a white man.
Who created him?
Yeah. Oh no. No. Who kicked his who
Oh,
kicked
who?
him up?
I don't know. It's a very grainy video and it's dark. So I don't know. You tell me. I don't want to. I can't
I
say.
can't tell. It's too
Yeah.
dark. Probably a white man.
So the kindness and curiosity of strangers got him safely across three countries, but in the US, it only got him across three states. I'm surprised by how upset I actually am, Zeller said, and referred to the picture of Hitchbot's dismembered remains. I didn't expect it. I didn't think that that image that circulated now of social media's vandalized Hitchbot is quite upsetting. Poor guy, man. So, Philadelphia, which has a reputation pretty much for like being kind of shitty, and
It
like
does,
people being
but the
mean, you
thing
know what I
is, like,
mean?
it's actually one of the safer places in the country for LGBT people. So that's why I was like, I'm shocked,
But not for
but
robots.
not for robots. They did finish the GQ article, by the way, with the like, this is making it worse that that in Canada, Germany, and the Netherlands, Hitch bot managed to complete his entire journey, no trouble whatsoever.
Oh,
So
so they
they
do throw it
admitted
in
to
at
it.
the end. Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
and he did do two checkbox, so he did the wave and he saw Times Square.
He did the wave where? At
I'm gotta assume Yankee.
Yankee Stadium? Like, I
I've gotta
assume, like, the
assume, yeah.
first thing on his list.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah. Have you seen him? Do you think he's cute? I think he's adorable.
I think he is cute.
Would you have picked him up? Would you have given Hitchbot
I don't know.
a ride?
I don't know if my brain would have been like just like worried that somebody was actually hiding inside the suit and I let a stranger into my
Oh,
car.
okay. I didn't even think about that. South
Like
Park scenario. You never seen South Park. So, this exact thing happens in South
in
Park.
South Park.
Well, not it. Well, yeah. One of the main characters, Cartman, he creates like a little robot, like a fake little robot suit out of
Yeah.
cardboard for himself, and pretends to be like a robot toy, and it gets himself purchased for one of the other kids on the show. So
Oh
he's like
God.
spying on him from within the suit.
See?
Yeah,
See my
his
brain.
name was I Am Awesomeo.
And see, that would be my fear. That would be my fear. 100%.
Like,
I
how do I know there's not a fucking dude
don't
in
know there's
there?
not a fucking it's person shaped.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's person sized though.
I
Like,
don't
I
know.
don't think it's person proportioned.
They're not showing it next to anybody.
So if you look, if you the second article,
Oh, you know what?
yeah,
Yeah, in that video, he
he's
was like
standing up in front of a
short.
Jeep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't
Look how
know.
big he is compared to that Jeep. Or is he sitting on? Oh, I think he's sitting on the Jeep.
No, he's not very big. And he's
Yeah,
got
he's.
weird legs.
Yeah, I think his,
But
like,
maybe.
it looks
They
like
look at
his.
their legs look like made of a pool
I was about to
noodles.
say, he looks like he's made of pool floaties. So I don't think there can be a person in there.
I don't know. I'm
So
paranoid.
now that you know that, like, if you were. There's no way a person's in that thing.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. If I think I still would only do it if somebody else was in the car with me.
I would literally murder this thing on sight.
Why he's so cute?
You know how I feel about the robot uprising,
You
Shan?
do, you do, but you should be nicer to robots.
No, we should just not. The robots shouldn't. We shouldn't let them happen. We should not let them happen. Robots shouldn't, like, stop all robot production. Stop all of it.
I will say, what's the one that they like gave them human emotions to? Do you know who I'm talking about?
I don't. I know. God, no.
Ah, robot with human emotions.
A 13-year-old boy from Tamil Nadu has claimed to have designed a robot with emotions in Chennai. The boy, Pratik, has named his robot with emotions as Rafi. Is
That's
that
not
who
the
you're
one.
talking? You're not talking about
Sophia
Rafi?
is the one I'm talking
You're
about.
talking about Sophia.
Sophia the robot. She is the world's first robot citizen.
What?
She's a robot
She's
citizen.
a citizen?
Yeah.
Hold on, no.
Yeah.
Robot citizen.
Sophia is a social humanoid robot developed by the Hong Kong-based company Hanson
Oh my
Robotics. Sophia was
God.
activated in February 14, 2016,
Oh
and
my
made its first public
God, it's
appearance
been so
in
long.
mid-March 2016 at South by Southwest in
We're
Austin, Texas.
so doomed.
If I remember correctly, a couple years back, Sophia, because they gave her human emotions and the ability to learn, which always a great plan with robots, she wanted a baby.
Oh, I'm so
Yeah, yeah,
uncomfortable.
yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah,
So,
yeah,
it's stuff like this, Shan. It's stuff like this that scares
yeah.
me. It's stuff like this that I don't want to happen. It's stuff like this that is just like, kill the
Yep.
robot. Just kill the robot on sight.
She was modeled after the ancient queen Nefertiti, Audrey Hepburn, and the inventor's wife, Amanda Hanson. She blinks, she talks like a human, she has like human-like skin.
Yeah,
Yeah.
literally. So I just a new game came out this isn't Pod Boys, but a new game came out this week on Monday called Atomic Heart,
Okay.
where it takes place in a like a alternate reality where the USSR was still a thing and like won everything and is like the superpower in the world,
Nice.
and they've basically
It's
designed
not
and
nice, but you know what I
yeah
mean.
they've designed and like created all forms of like robot AI for everything and everywhere, and there's all and they all look like this, like weird creepy mannequins, and then you have to like they all start attacking and going on the fritz obviously,
Yeah, obviously.
and
Wasn't there
then
another
their
game that did
face
that a couple
opens
years
up.
back?
Oh, it's a common recurring thing, yeah. Which
Yeah.
like which is why I'm saying people should fucking learn a lesson and
They
stop.
won't. They won't.
Yeah, the robot uprising
It's
is a
coming.
real thing. It's
Yep.
coming.
And all of us are really dependent on technology, so we're gonna be kind of screwed.
Yeah, very, very royally
But
screwed.
along the same lines with the robot apocalypse and the zombie one that we were talking about, like I think that was now 2 weeks ago. I don't want to live. Just let me die. Nobody
Oh,
save me.
you're also not
You're not
fighting
allowed to.
you're also not fighting the robots.
No, I'm not fighting the robots. I don't want
You're not
to
doing
deal with
robots
it. Oh my God. Then I wouldn't be able to listen to like live, like I wouldn't be able to listen to music.
Oh my
Because that's technology.
God.
We wouldn't be able to talk on computers at all because that's technology. They can track us. We can't use phones. We're talking going back like 18, like 16 status.
Jesus.
Yeah. Back to candles instead of like overhead lights because if
Candles and
electricity's
books,
running and they don't know why,
baby.
then they're gonna find us.
Podcasts.
Not dealing with it. Let the robots kill
Podcasts.
me.
For podcasts, everyone just meets up at the park and listens to two dudes, just two people just like
Only
blather
you can't
on.
meet at the park. It's the underground pool that's empty.
Why
And
the
we're in the
underground?
pool.
Why?
I don't know, man. I'm just thinking somebody inside.
Because the robots are on the surface, ready to kill you, basically.
No, it's an empty pool.
Oh.
But I was just thinking something inside.
Oh, okay.
That's all. That's all.
The robots are coming.
Yeah.
I feel like we've talked about how the
Let them
robots are
kill me.
coming before.
I'm sure we have. You and I are very much on the we use a lot of technology and we know we use a lot of technology and we also know the robots will kill us.
Yeah, because like I being as like involved in IT and learning all my cloud stuff, I know how crazy and advanced AI and machine learning is right now, and it's been over. It's
And
been
people keep
over.
just
It's
trying to give
been
AIs
over.
more and more to learn because they don't want, because they want to be lazy. But I'm like,
No, it's over.
not great,
The
guys.
robots are coming. And on that note, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening. If you made it this far, we appreciate you so much. Don't forget to share the show with a friend. It's the best way that we grow. If you want to find me on the internet, you can find me at Knife Life Osc, Knife Life OSC. If you want to find Shan on the internet.
You can find my link tree under Adventure Lady.
Alrighty, that's pretty much going to do it for us this week. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, my name is Oscar.
My name is Shan.
This has been 8 Hour Chat.
And you can still take antlers on a plane.
Ugh. And they're also controlled by robots.
Yes.